persecution, to suffer as a result of being different. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes that whoever kills you will think that he does God service. And these things they will do unto you because they have not known the Father, nor me. John 16:1-3. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Luke 6:22. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. John 15:18. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Matthew 5:11. When we read the passages above, our responses might be, what are you talking about? There's no persecution for being a Christian. We're not treated as second-class citizens. Not yet. Why haven't we been persecuted for being a Christian in America? Because it was founded to be a Christian nation, and it was operated by Christians for many, many years. No one persecutes people that are like them. They persecute people who are different than them. We know that there has been persecution throughout the history of the world, and persecution will continue until Christ returns. Well, how do we avoid persecution? You become one of them. You accept their culture. You accept their politics. You accept their God. I think quite often of the seven churches of Asia Minor to whom Christ spoke directly, as recorded in the book of Revelation. I think of the glory and light that they received from Paul's preaching of the gospel. I think of the hope and future they had. But I also think about the fact that the descendants of the people of those seven churches, they are all Muslim today. They are all lost and headed toward the lake of fire. What happened? They were persecuted by the Muslims that overran the country under Muhammad's leadership. They were told to convert or die. They converted and lived physically only to die spiritually. Back to America. Is our government Christian? No. What culture, what religion does it espouse? Multiculturalism and polytheism. Is the Christian culture compatible with multiculturalism and vice versa? No. Christian culture is defined by the Bible. The Bible states God's position on morality and order. Multiculturalism is chaos because of there being no single authority for morality or order. Is the Christian theology compatible with polytheism? No. The Christian says there's one God and his name is Jesus. The Christian says that any other God is a false God and its worship is idolatry, a sin. The polytheist is offended by the Christian's bigotry about God. To understand what has happened to America culturally and spiritually, we must address how the encroachment of multiculturalism and polytheism into America was handled by Christians who were in control. It wasn't handled. We let it happen. We ignored the warnings that God gave to Israel time and again in the Old Testament. Listen to a few of them. You shall not bow down to their gods nor serve them. Nor do after their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. You shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto you. Exodus 23:24, 32, and 33. Take heed to yourself that you be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from you before you, and that you inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Deuteronomy 12:31. You shall not do unto the Lord your God. For every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they've done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. Deuteronomy 12:31. That you come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. Joshua 23:7. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed after other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. Judges 2:12. I could go on quoting the scriptures where God commands his people to avoid multiculturalism and polytheism. But modern-day Christians forsook the word of God just like the children of Israel. Why? They reached a point where they knew better than God. And so here we are in bondage to the enemies of God, the multicultural, polytheistic children of Satan. When you turn from the light toward darkness, you cannot see what is in the darkness until your eyes adjust away from light to the darkness. This is true of our physical eyes, and it is true of our spiritual eyes. Remember, therefore, from where you are fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Revelation 2:5. This is Jesus speaking to the church. Has our candlestick been removed out of its place? We shall see in the coming days, but this last election has shown that we have utterly turned our backs on God. Now, I can't repent for my nation. I can repent for myself. When I repent of being stiff-necked toward God, his word, and rebellion, willfully coming against the word of God, I'm healed, and so is my land. Is there any hope of our nation being healed? Only if we preach the gospel and accept the persecution that will come as we do it. When we cast down their false gods and the corrupt culture that has them in bondage.